Arizona Army Service Forces Regional Hospital in Pasadena, California, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Chase and Sanborn program, starring Francis Langford with Spike Jones, the City Slickers, Tony Romano, and I'm Ken Carpenter. Here's Francis.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we're leaving. Seven, I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. Thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental
journey. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting today from Pasadena in what used to be one of the most luxurious resort hotels in the country, the lovely Vista del Arroyo. Today it's as beautiful as ever, but now it's an Army hospital located in the City of Roses, home of the Rose Bowl and the annual Tournament of Roses. Ken, can we add anything else to that?
Yeah, anybody got a rose? Well, Francis, why not say something about the magnificent homes they have here? You know, of all the ultra-swank places in the United States, Pasadena is one of the ultra-ultra, as we say, at the club.
Is Pasadena as rich as that?
Rich. Francis, Pasadena's so rich they can afford to be only 12 miles from Santa Anita.
Sounds like a pretty richy town, all right.
Yeah, they got it bad here, all right. They wouldn't even let me into a barber shop today.
Why not?
I wasn't shaved.
Say, fellas, is it true what I heard?
What'd you hear, Spike?
Well, somebody told me that when a Pasadena girl goes out with a fella, she always brings a chaperone.
Yes, chaperone. That's an MP with skirts.
I tried to buy a house in Pasadena once, but I couldn't pass her test.
No blue blood?
No blood.
Spike, didn't I see a traffic cop stop you here today?
Well, yeah, you know, even the policemen are formal here. I drove right through a stop signal, but he wouldn't even give me a ticket.
Well, he must have had a reason.
Well, he said we hadn't been introduced.
Well, we want the people in Pasadena to listen to the City Slickers, Spike, so I guess I'd better introduce them. Sure, and it's a sad story the Slickers and Carl Grayson are going to tell us now. It's about McNamara's band. How they heard a Spike Jones record and how they've never been the same again. If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. Curtain, Slicker.
Thank you. There's the musical aggregation, I'll have you understand. We're known throughout the length and breadth of dear old Ireland. Oh, there aren't so many of them, but you should hear the way they take the roof off every night when they begin to play. Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while Kelly the pipes display. And Tennessee totals the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band. Lately, Max upset, he heard a record by a band called the City Slickers, and Max can't understand where the terrible noises come from when the Slickers start to play. But now when Max and the boys begin, it's sure to sound this way. Whistles blow away. The war sport plays, and the bass horn sounds this way. A pistol shot sounds a lot. Mac, it sounds just grand. But since Mac copied Spike's recording, they say Ireland is recording all of McNamara's band.
Opportunity to double your pleasure from coffee is here right now. It's easy to do, so make the most of it. Decide right now to have iced coffee in mind the next time you buy coffee. That means you'll want all the flavor you can get. It means get Chase and Sanborn coffee. Millions are enjoying, millions prefer this richer, more flavorful blend. Chase and Sanborn brought more pleasure to more people in the past year than ever before in our history. And that record brings us right up to hot weather when iced coffee is king. Yes, this is the blend that made the second cup famous. And right now, it's doing as much for the second glass of iced coffee. Because flavor takes on added importance when it has to combat the melting ice. The more abundant, rich flavor you have to start with, the better your iced coffee will be. So get all the flavor your glass will hold. This week, ask your grocer for delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee.
The men in the service almost always request the old song, but the favorite at the Army Hospital here in Pasadena seems to be this new one from the Broadway musical Carousel. If I Loved You.
If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I want you. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy. Golden chances pass me by. You'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never. Thank you.
Spike, Tony, or me. We have a bet, and you've got to decide.
Decide what, Ken?
Which one of us is most attractive to women?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Francis. It's just a bet. It's only for money. Well, how about Tony, for instance?
Yeah, how about me? I sing, I play the guitar, I'm cute, I'm told.
I know, Tony, but if you could only sing like Bing Crosby.
Well, what's the matter with the way I sing? I love life, and I want to live.
Stop right there.
What's the matter?
I want to live, too. You don't mind.
Francis, we want to be fair about this. Don't forget, I'd be handy for you to have around. I could accompany you on my guitar whenever you had a show to do.
No, Tony, when I get married, I want to give up singing and just try to be a good wife and mother.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean when you get married, you want to stop work and stop raking in all that happy cabbage?
Exactly.
Say, do you know who's a nice fellow for you?
Who?
Somebody else. Good day.
Well, I guess that eliminates Tony, Francis. Now, how about Spike?
Yeah, how about me, Francis? Do you think I am attractive to women?
That's only a $1 question.
I owe you... I can see I owe you 90 cents. What's the matter with me, Francis? What's the matter?
Well, you worry me, Spike. You're the only man I know who goes to a burlesque show just for the popcorn.
Now, wait a minute. You've got me wrong. It's the peanuts. It's the peanuts.
That's great, John. Give a man room here, please. All right, Francis. Now, what do you think about me? Have you a radio announcer in your home? Haven't you always wanted sweet nothings whispered in your ear and with the right inflection? Order an announcer today and be your own sponsor. Just tear off the top of your neighborhood boyfriend. Mail it together with your photograph and your girlfriend's photograph and address housewife's friend. Well, Francis, what do you say?
No, Ken, you strike me as a pretty cold proposition. I have an idea that ice water runs in your veins.
Oh, no. Look again, Francis. That's iced coffee.
And what's more, no radio announcers for me.
What do you got against announcers?
I met too many of them. A radio announcer is a man who doesn't know anything but can always pronounce it.
Oh, Francis, please. That's enough, fellas. That's enough. Well, that's where you're wrong. Now you take love. I happen to know everything there is to know about love.
Where did you learn about love?
I used to be an usher in the balcony of the Fox Pasadena.
Pleased to meet you, Professor. Now, do you have any bad habits?
No, ma'am. I keep early hours, I don't drink, and I don't smoke. No other wolf can make that statement.
I don't know how I got into this thing, but I give up. If you ask me, I think all three of you are hopeless.
Yeah, but we got to bet, Francis. You got to choose one of us. If it isn't Spike, it's got to be me.
And if it isn't Ken, Francis, it's got to be me. I can sing sweet or hot. I can sing slow or not. What Spike ain't got, I've got.
gotta be this or that.
I'm the announcer man. I can sell Chase or Sam. Why can't I sell you friends? Gotta be this or that.
It can't be he. It must be me. I know it's not your brother.
Well, can't you see? It just can't be one way or the other.
Tell us what we must know.
If you know like I go.
If it ain't yes, it's no.
If you ain't sharp, you must be flat.
Gotta be this or that.
Brother, how corny can you get? And there's still more in the corn crib. Only this time, Spike and the City Slickers butter it all by themselves. The Hawaiian War Chant, with Gigi Royce as the male chanteuse. Man the surfboards, men, there's a typhoon coming up. Now she blows.
Fellow travelers, today we shall visit the interesting island of Lulu, which spelled backwards is Ul-Ul. See how swiftly the sun races through the sky, poises for a moment, and then sinks into the ocean. Ah, we see a very interesting character approaching. Let us talk to him in his native tongue. Fehioe kane.
My kaino, malahini. Aloha no eloha. Do you suffer from lower plate wobble?
On our left, we see a native orchestra playing with their crude instruments. Let us listen to their island lullaby.
Yeah.
Spike, but I'm beginning to like the city slickers. That was swell, and allow me to congratulate you.
Well, thank you, Francis, but it was really nothing.
Well, it sounded like to me, too.
Now, wait a minute. You don't bother me, Carpenter. All I know is that we've broken all our own records this year, you know.
Well, here's a hammer, Spike. Keep up the good work.
You can say what you want, but you've heard of the Pasadena Community Playhouse?
Oh, sure. They've presented some of the finest plays and players in the world. They're always looking high and low for talent.
Well, they've invited me and the City Slickers to play there, you know.
They have?
Oh, sure.
I didn't think they were looking that low.
Oh, Ken's hot tonight, Spike. Better let him have the floor to himself.
Okay, he can have it.
Thank you very much. Everybody's interested in what goes on the family table. So a word like this is important to you. It comes right home. All over the country, Ice Chase and Sanborn Coffee is taking the spotlight, stealing the show with meals and between. Because flavor is the making of delicious iced coffee. So Chase and Sanborn is made to order. There's more flavor in every drop of this richer blend. An overwhelming abundance of flavor over and above that you'd normally expect. That explains the record-breaking new tidal wave of enthusiasm for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Through the past year, it brought more pleasure to more people than ever before in our history. And right now, more people are enjoying iced Chase and Sanborn than any summer before. Well, the reason is clear. It's that extra goodness, the extra flavor that offsets the melting ice and puts iced Chase and Sanborn in a class by itself, the king of all hot weather drinks. Enjoy more iced coffee and enjoy iced coffee more. Get richer, more flavorful Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Songs for this week's medley. Tony Romano will sing one of them, the City Slickers will play another, and my turn comes last. To start us off, here's Tony.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven, 'cause you were the song. Since you and I, we drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music, I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return. Until you return
Here's another song that no one else could have written but Duke Ellington himself.
Never treat me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I about is bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like a star, I'm just crying my heart out. He don't love me like I love him. No, but he could. I got it bad.
Gentlemen, this has been a pretty hot summer so far in most parts of the country, and some of us still try to laugh it off for the old gag. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. But in the South Pacific, humidity is never a laughing matter. You've never known humidity if you haven't gasped for breath in the steaming air of the South Pacific, if you haven't seen your clothes rot before your eyes, or if you haven't seen food spoil almost in a matter of seconds. There's only one way to get food to our men in the South Pacific, so that it's still fit to eat, save from the ravages of humidity, and that is to seal it in tin. You can't even keep powder dry unless you seal it in tin. Yet we Americans throw away 2 out of every 3 tin cans, and it's so easy to salvage tin cans. Just remove the labels, wash the cans thoroughly, see that your local salvage depot gets them. That's all. If there's any doubt about anything, check with your local salvage committee. The more tin our factories can get, the more equipment, medicines, and food we can get to the fighting front. That means fewer men in these hospitals. Good night.
We wish to thank Lieutenant Colonel James S. Stillman and Special Service Officer Lieutenant Laura Mack for this fine day here at the Pasadena Army Service Forces Regional Hospital in Pasadena, California. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time when Francis Langford, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, Tony Romano, and all of us will do a special broadcast for the returned American prisoners of war just arrived in California. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 8 out of every 10 say, Royal Desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal Desserts taste more delicious. And Royal Desserts users know it. 1,526 told why they're Royal fans. And 8 out of every 10 said, Royal Desserts taste more delicious. Many were especially keen about Royal Vanilla Pudding. Favorite of my family, some declared. So delicate in flavor, others said. Always just right. Can be used to make so many different desserts. Look for Royal Vanilla Pudding at your grocer's tomorrow. Or try Royal Chocolate or Royal Butterscotch. They're all quickly prepared, require no sugar. Try tangy, refreshing Royal Gelatin Desserts, too. Take any flavor, just be sure it's Royal. Remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of every 10 say, Royal Desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal Desserts taste more delicious.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.